As the debate over toll lanes on I-77 has increased in the last year, the company that will build and operate those lanes had refused to answer WFAE questions about the project until financing was completed. That day came last month, and construction is scheduled to begin this summer. I-77 Mobility Partners is a subsidiary of the Spanish company Cintra Infrastructures and has a 50-year contract with the state to build, maintain, and collect tolls on the expanded lanes from Exit 36 in Mooresville to Exit 10 near Uptown Charlotte. I-77's CEO, Javier Tamargo, agreed to an interview now that financing is arranged. He explained how costs will fluctuate.
To guarantee a free flow of traffic, we have a set rate that the users will pay that will fluctuate in relation to the demand that the rate that the lanes have at that moment.
Flexible rates, a set rate, you said, but flexible. So how will that flexibility, the changing of the rates, be determined?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So every 5 minutes, there will be an observation of the conditions in the road, and we will run a mathematical algorithm that will help us to identify if they will be decreasing in speed. So we will need to increase the rates to guarantee the speed.
So the rates could actually be fluctuating every 5 minutes?
Yes, that's correct. The rates at every moment will be announced to the users on the road, so they can make the decision of choose the express lanes or stay in the general purpose lanes. But with the value proposition that we bring is that the express lanes will have a free flow speed, so you will have a certainty on time travel.
Give me an example of how much drivers are going to pay to travel, say, a 10-mile stretch of these toll lanes.
For a 10-mile stretch, we are considering they could pay something between $1 and $4, probably, something around that range. Maybe, peak time will be closer to $4. Off peak time will be maybe just $1.
And what about someone who lives in far north Mecklenburg or southern Iredell County? They travel in to work in downtown Charlotte, the entire stretch of the toll lanes during morning rush hour. What would they expect to pay?
Well, the way we see this project working is that not every user will use the lanes for the whole length of the trip. We actually consider that, as you say, that 10 mile is a very good example of the average use of these lanes. So that person will have the option to ride the lanes for one segment, two segments, three segments, for the length that they consider. We all know that there are sections in the road that they are more congested than others. So at each particular segment, they will have could have the chance to choose where to drive. Additionally to that, not all segments will have the same rate at every moment. So it's very difficult to say how much a person could pay for the whole length of the project.
But in the scenario that I mentioned, if someone did travel all the way in morning rush hour, a ballpark of how much that would cost?
The rate per mile, it will be in a range of, 10, 15 cents to even 40 cents. But that doesn't mean that every mile of the 26 miles of the road will have the same rate. That will depend on the conditions at the time.
How will these tolls actually be collected?
So our customers will have two options to pay for the tolls. First one is the easier for them and cheaper will be to get a transponder from the NCTA, the North Carolina Tolling Authority. It will be like a sticker that you put in the front shield. The other option is that if you don't have a transponder, you will have your license plate photograph and a bill will be sent by mail.
And will the toll rates be the same whether a driver is using a transponder or being charged via their license plate?
There will be an additional fee if you don't use a transponder.
And why is that?
Because the cost of processing the license plates are higher than the processing transponders, and there is also the risk of not finding the license plate not being linked to a valid address and losing.
How much will the difference between those rates be?
That has not been determined yet. It will be a difference. It's not going to be a lot of money of a difference, but it will be some.
And your company, Mobility Partners, will be making that determination?
In combination with NCTA, yes.